welcome to episode 43 of Nintendo Podcast System. I'm here hosting today. This is Jack Gorn, also known as Gorny7789. I'm here with Sam. Say hello, Sam.
Back. Hello.
Whoa, Sam's back. Whey.
Hooray. We've all been busy. We've all been very busy, haven't we?
Yeah, we've all been busy doing life and things, you know, the usual problems and stuff. Matthew
life has
isn't
been
here.
Hectic, but
yeah, hectic as always.
Poor Matthew, it's still in exams, isn't he?
Yeah, he's been doing lots of revising and exams and testing and all sorts of things. So hopefully he should be back next episode, possibly. But we'll wait and see on that one. But yeah, so what have you actually been up to, Sam? Is there anything you missed out on?
For me, it's just been work mainly. It's taken up a lot of my time, which is why I've been very quiet on most social fronts. But now I'm back. I am around.
You're around.
Yeah, I'll be around more.
So have you been playing much of like your Switch and things, or have you just
I haven't been able to play it. I had to send it off. To be fixed.
Oh no! What happened?
The right Joy-Con stopped working, so I had
Completely stopped working, or just partially?
Well, it wouldn't charge. Like, it'd be very picky about when it charged, and then when it did, it wasn't very good, so...
I've not heard that much. I've heard a lot of the left Joy-Con syncing issues, but I've not heard of the right Joy-Con charging issues, so that's very odd.
Well, mine's fixed now, so I can get back to playing. And luckily, just in time for the ARMS demo gameplay over the weekend, which would be good. We'll talk about that more later, won't we?
Oh yeah, so you didn't play it last weekend then? If your controller was off,
I missed out.
So you got lucky enough. We got this weekend to play it all the time. There's loads of different slots. We can all enjoy it. Ooh. So cool.
Nice. Awesome.
So where did you actually send it off to, just out of curiosity?
You have to go through the website. There's a bit where you can go through to, like, you register all your details, if you haven't already, and you can either print off a label or you can get them to post you a label, and you get to send it off for free to a specific Nintendo warehouse where they'll have technicians to have a look at it and fix it.
Oh, right, okay. That's quite handy. I know that a few other people, Jeremy from Basingstoke, Street Pass Basingstoke, but we have to talk about the rebrand in a minute. But from Street Pass Basingstoke, I know he's sending his controllers off because of the syncing issue. So maybe he sent it off to the same place as you have. But at least that there is capabilities to actually repair the console rather than just have to buy another one. So
well, the nice thing is when I got it back, there was a letter in the box that I'd sent it off with. And they very graciously extended my warranty. So as of the date of the letter, it is now, I now have 12 months again of warranty.
Oh, from the letter. Oh, that's quite cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you just kept it in the box, and, you know, if I have a problem again, I can say, well, you know, it's from this date now. So it's pretty good of them, actually.
Sweet. Good to hear. Okay, then. That's the sort of intro, and I've still been around. I've been doing mini videos and things, and you might have caught the last episode of the podcast. I don't know if you heard it, Sam, but I did a whole episode on my own.
Sadly.
Oh, man. Whole episode on my own, and it was so much hard work talking to yourself for like an hour. It's like,
you went for 57 minutes. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I did kind of cheat and do half and half, because I did record half during the direct the previous night. So I sort of edited that part in, but then I did another half hour on my own, and I find it really difficult to talk to myself at the moment. I don't know why, but it's not as easy.
Well, you did
a
good job of it. Trust me. I mean, 57 minutes of talking to yourself is really good.
I did have Luigi as a special guest to jump in, and that for about 5 seconds, but that was about it. So, you know.
Cool. Anyway, should we crack on to the next section?
Let's crack on. Let's go in. Okay, so we're on to the news. There's quite a bit been going on in the last couple of weeks, which we sort of missed out on. I'm sure most other valuable Nintendo podcasts have been covering that. So let's cover what happened today. There's been an announcement today by Nintendo of America about the Nintendo's online service. I don't know if you caught anything of that, Sam.
I haven't, but I'm going to quickly pull it up. Start talking and I'll find it. I'm so unprepared. So
basically, there's been a delay to the original. Originally, the paid price was going to start in the autumn, in August, late August. Now it's been moved into 2018. So you can get a free multiplayer experience up to the end of December, basically, now. So nice. This is good. Good start.
That's good for us, technically, more than Nintendo, but we'll soon obviously face the prices. But it's not too bad, according to the internet.
£20 for a whole... Well, $20 for a whole year is the first
announcement. For us, it'll be £18 a year.
Well, it's not been confirmed yet in the UK, as far as I'm aware. But if it is confirmed, we'll let you all know. But yeah, it's going to be around something around that sort of price, though, sort of like £18 to £20, something around there, I reckon. But I think it's not a bad value, really, for a whole year's service. If you think,
you look at PSN and Xbone, theirs is £40. About £40, roughly, if I remember, for a whole year. So but you do get other games and things with that.
About the same for Xbox Live as well, so about £40. But this is the other part of the announcement that come with this Nintendo was the £20 for the year, but also the original was that you'd get a one game to play for a month, and then there was no sort of confirmation what would happen with that game afterwards. And it sounds as though they've now changed their mind on that. So you'll get the $20 service for the year. That's fine. But you've also got a choice of games from the NES era.
Oh.
So rather than just getting the one game, you get a whole selection of games to choose from.
I think that'd be good, actually.
And as long as you're subscribed to the service the whole way through, you can access it for as much as you want. Like a sort of Netflix gaming sort of style.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think it's a brilliant move by him, if I'm honest.
Also, if it's something you can go back to, it's making me wonder, like, the whole... like, because they're saying about this whole cloud service, because actually, that's another thing I should mention. When I turned on my Switch, it re-downloaded everything from a cloud. So I reckon this saves it to some sort of account based on your login details. And
that's interesting to know.
Being able to access that whenever you want is pretty good, actually.
So yeah, that's actually quite a curious sort of thing. You were saying you sent yours off, so you had to have the whole console wiped, and then you had to load stuff, or was that
only a certain amount? Bits were already on there, like saved within the I think it was probably where I put the SD card in, but the other bits just re-downloaded, and it was all back on there again very quick. It didn't take long.
The good thing that if you do have any problems with games, you can just re-download them from your eShop because you've already bought and paid for them, so that's good.
But I think it's the save data as well, that's the thing, because I checked and all my save data was there, so I was quite happy about that.
You haven't lost your hundreds of hours on Zelda then, or anything like that?
Nope, it's all there. Good.
So about the service then, I mean, there hasn't really been any real mention of any games listed, but they've said that NES games will be included at the start. There's no.
I think we'll find out more at E3, maybe.
E3 seems to be the big place to find out what's going to happen next. But who knows? It's like that at the moment. So I think overall, I think it's a lot better idea than they previously earmarked out there. It's still wait and see, but it's a good move so far. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's paying for another service, but... If you compare it at the moment, Xbox just released their own games service, the same sort of idea. You download from their library, but it's going to cost you £10 extra a month on top of the £40 for the year for Xbox Live as well.
Ooh, so yeah, that's a bit steep.
In theory, you're paying £160 to have access to, I think it's only 100 games on this library so far, which is still good, but at the same time... if you can get them for free, or only for 20 quid for the year, good move, Nintendo. Mm. That's where I say that.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
So, other than that, in terms of news, there isn't really as much as I expected to be.
No.
But
I mean, the other thing we can discuss is probably is the Arms Direct.
Yes, because unfortunately we sort of missed an episode. We were trying to record last week, and it was a bit more in people's vision and that. But the Arms Direct was fairly recently, like last week, week ago.
About a week or so ago, yeah.
And it showed off a lot of new details and parts of the game. New characters, new abilities and things like that.
Any particular ones you spotted that you fancied more as some of the new characters?
I really like the the guy made of DNA. I can't remember names.
Very briefly, what was he called?
It's going to come to me in a minute. But I like the fact that he's got this sort of ability which sort of blinds people, kind of thing, with his attacks.
So oh, yeah.
Confuse people. It's really annoying.
Helix, that's his name.
Helix, that's correct, yeah.
It's the really fact annoying. He can also change heights and stuff as well.
Yes, especially when he's up above you. And he's a very irritating character to fight against, but when you fight him with him, it's really cool. So maybe that's like being irritating, maybe that's it, I don't know. But have you, other than... we had a brief go in London, didn't we, Sam, when we played the original demo?
That was the basic roster, wasn't it?
Yeah, so it had only the four characters on that one, I think, the original five, maybe five.
Springman, Ribbon Girl, Ninjaru,
Monster Mummy, I think he
was. Monster Mummy, and there's one more, I think.
Ninjaru,
maybe not.
I don't know
Ninjaro,
if girl,
I've mentioned.
The
but...
girl in the yellow suit, the robot suit. I don't know if she's...
Oh, Mechanica.
Mechanica, that's it. See, yeah. I really need to do more research on this, because I can't remember any of the names. So I know what they look like in the sort of design. But I think the main thing that I sort of took from the direct was the fact that there's loads of characters in the game, and so far, still no mention of Little Mac anywhere. I was like, oh, come on, you've got to have Little Mac as a secret character or something somewhere. But I also
that would be interesting, although how they make his arms stretchy.
Yes, definitely. But I also like the fact that they're trying to use it in the same way they did with Splatoon. The way they've put out the direct and shown off loads of the game before you've had a chance to play it, before you can even know what it is. They've literally put it straight in your face. This is what it is. This is the game. This is how you fight. This is how you do this. This is how you do that. And it's like, oh, okay, that's actually pretty cool. I really like that. I might want to give that a go. And all of a sudden, you can. Have a go on this demo on this time.
They made it fun as well, which I thought, you know, in the sort of like commentator style and watching the fight sort of thing. It's really good. I quite enjoyed that.
Yeah, I think he's definitely... there is the sort of narrator on the direct, but I hope he has some sort of part to play in the actual game as well, because he's quite a cool little character that was sort of explaining everything, but I don't know how much he's going to be reused, kind of thing. It's going to be a weird one.
I quite liked Twin Teller.
Yeah?
It's not her actual arms, it's her hair, and it was like, well, that's interesting. Yes. I could kind of see it happening, because I was just like, there's going to be a way they're going to have to mix up somehow. But I still like her as a character. She's like a superstar, isn't she? Or an actress.
Yeah.
She's like, she's there just balancing on her hair, and then she's like hovering in the air with like sipping a cup of tea. I was just like...
There's her, and there's the other girl, which is her arms are literally noodles, like ramen noodles kind of thing. And there's the ramen
Mimin,
bowl.
I believe her name is.
The ramen bowl level as well, when they first showed that off. It's just basically a big circle bowl in the middle, and you can jump in and out the side of it, but... You've got to really think where you're going where you're moving to try and hit the opponent. It gives that something extra to each battle, I guess. But they also showed off there's like a research facility level where you've got
that's Helix's, isn't it?
Helix's level, where you've got basically containers in front of you, and you've got you can either bend your punches round these containers or go straight through it. but sometimes going straight through it isn't always the best idea because it slows your punches down. So there's a bit of a tactical sort of aspect to that level as you're going around. But it's shaping up really well so far, I think. So I think there's it definitely got that sort of Splatoon aspect to it, that the colourfulness of it, the multiplayer modes, which are what I've played of it last weekend. Was actually really, really strange setup. They put you into a lobby, and then they just give you a random choice of battles. And when you're in the lobby, it just sort of puts you, oh, that's one versus one, and you got this person. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, not a problem. And then it takes you out, and then it's like two versus two. Like, oh, okay, nice. But the problem I've had when I was doing two versus twos is the connection kept dropping a few times.
Oh, so no.
One person would drop out, and then you'd be on your own against two people. And it was like, oh, that's not good. So, of course, that's why the reason they've done these tests on the multiplayer, to see if it's actually working fine, and hopefully they can adjust a few things on their servers to help it out in the future. But it's one of those, they've got to be careful with it, because it could deter people from buying the game if it's not working properly. You know? So
I think, even though, people just got to remember it's a test fire for a reason, and that's what they did the same with Splatoon. They helped them to balance and stabilize the gameplay and get people to enjoy it more. But like you say, though, it might put people off. So I think just people have to keep in mind is it does help us doing this now, and if we do have problems, they pick up on it.
It's effectively a beta test of the online servers and see if they can handle the input, which is a good move for them to do, especially on a new system like the Switch. See if they can actually take the internet toll that is going to be hitting them when there's loads of people playing this game.
Exactly.
There is. just out of curiosity, Sam, have you been playing any of Mario Kart recently? I know you've been with your console back.
I've done all of 150cc.
Okay.
So that's all done.
Nice.
It's just
nice.
Trying to unlock all the blooming carts and things now.
It is a nightmare.
Because I had that all on my on my Wii U, and it's like, oh, I've got to unlock it all again. But it just gives you a little bit of something to work towards again, doesn't it?
Just as we're on sort of online features, what was your thoughts on the online on Mario Kart so far, but especially the battle modes?
I quite like the battle modes. Probably the, because that balloon battle's fun. Like, I've always enjoyed that, because that's what it was from the classic SNES era. But I mean, it's quite good online. I haven't had too many problems, I'd say.
Okay, so no real like issues on things dropping or anything like that. It's always been pretty smooth so far.
No, it's been pretty smooth actually. Yeah.
I've had the same experience with Mario Kart, definitely, and I think the only other game I've been playing online recently is Tetris Puyo, which doesn't take a lot in terms of
yet to play that. But...
oh man, yeah, I'll tell you about that in the next section. But honestly, it's a really good game, really good game. So Test Punch this weekend as well. So are we going to be participating in the Test Punch?
I shall indeed. I already have it downloaded, ready to go.
I did see there's been an update on the actual app for the Test Punch. I don't know what they've added or what they've changed, but I did hear that there's going to be an extra character added for this round that wasn't available.
Twintel will be available. Twintel. From what I understand, she will be a playable character because there's been a lot of demand for her since her release on the... on the direct, so
yeah
hopefully I'll be able to get a go with her, because like I want to play her, and obviously I still want to play Ninjaru because he's my favorite
Ninjaru, because you destroyed character. Me with him, that's why, that's the only reason he's your favorite character. Because
I liked him from the get-go.
I'm still salty about that. I'm gonna have to get my revenge and beat you with a DNA man thing where he is, so
maybe you can catch me first, but okay. Oh dear, we will have to do that rematch. But yeah, no, she'll be available, as well as a few new modes, if I understand.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that, but okay.
From what I've read, there's apparently a couple of new. I think it was volleyball and target practice. I think something like that.
Okay.
It's it's interesting because obviously volleyball is a two-player game.
Oh yeah, I did see something of volleyball, but I don't think I actually saw any videos or anything on it. So I have to definitely look into that. So I don't think I'm gonna be able to get this out before before the weekend. So hopefully you've all been enjoying playing it. So but yeah, I definitely will be giving it a go, and I think I'm gonna try and get Kat involved to come play some games with me as well. So hopefully it should be all good fun. Okay, so we got into June. It's now June the 2nd today, and that only means one thing for gamers. E3 is round the corner.
Yes, E3. Yes.
So it's excitement building slowly.
It's very, very slowly, but it's worth it. It'll be worth it, peeps. It will be about all the new things, the upcoming, all the best parts. I suppose we should really talk about it in discussion section, to be honest, because
we can do that.
Yes, we can. We'll keep you on the edge of your seat just for a little bit longer, and I think we're probably going to go into the next section, which is what we've been playing.
Before we do that, I do have one extra. There's a couple of extra games I'm sort of seeing that should be coming to the Switch very soon. Well, I say very soon. Finally, we have a release date for the fantastic Sonic Mania.
Oh, yes, I've heard about this.
Oh, man, I'm so excited. Seriously, it looks so good. Every time I see a new video for it, I'm like, oh, my God, they've done that, and oh, my God, they've done this.
For those of us who haven't heard, or, like myself, have forgotten, when is that, Jack?
It is coming to consoles. Let me just double-check that I've got the right date. The release date is August 15th worldwide.
August 15th, wow. That's not too far away.
Yeah, we're only a couple of months away. So
I did watch a video on it. It does look really good.
On the latest trailer video, they actually did include an extra stage. The past level of Stardust Speedway from Sonic CD. Which hasn't been seen in any other trailer, so as far as I know, that's their first exclusive look. I was quite amazed by it, because I literally played the game and released it a couple of days before my own channel, and then all of a sudden, oh, it's in Sonic Mania. So it's got a few added things, like there's piranha plants in there for some reason, so it looks like it's been like old and decrepit for a while, like someone's like they've gone back to it kind of thing. It's really weird the way they've laid it out, but still pretty cool that they're still looking back at the older games and adding older levels into the game. But I hope they add a few more actual new levels in as well, you know, so there's the right balance there, rather than just reusing the same ideas. There's also another announcement. Sonic Forces will be coming to the Switch, and they've got a extra character in the game where you can create your own Sonic character.
Yeah, I read about that. It's like, I can't remember if it was like you collect stuff and
I think you can unlock,
you can then customize your character with that.
Yeah, but they showed the first character off as this like red hedgehog thing with glasses, and then I think it was like a bow tie as well, and it's just like they showed off bits and pieces of what you can do with each of the like creator characters. But yeah, they haven't really shown off much more than that on Sonic Forces, so pretty cool. Nice that they've actually decided to go to Google, type in their own name and the hedgehog, and then make it into the actual game. It's so cool. Deep in the heart's going to go crazy for that, you know. So.
Oh, I bet they are. Oh, God. If anybody doesn't know, don't step into DeviantArt a bit half-heartedly, because it's not for the faint of heart.
You get lots of Sonic and Tails shipping, so.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, shall we move on?
Is any other ones?
Well, there's a few I know of, but I can't announce until after E3, I've been told, so we might have to wait till next episode. So as soon as I've got more information, I will announce other games. So yay!
Yay, games!
Games! Okay, so shall we go into the next section, Sam?
While we shall indeed.
Okay, so we're now into what games have we been playing section. So let's start with what games have we been playing, Sam? So,
well, obvious one is what we talked about earlier was Mario Kart.
Yes.
Have you played that as well, I'm assuming?
Of course, man. I've played so much Mario Kart in the last like 2-3 weeks or so.
For the time that I've got to play it, I've managed to. I skipped 50 and 100 cc and went straight to 150 cc.
I played all the way through 50 and 100 cc. And I was like, oh, cool, this is nice to get back through it and get all the coins and stuff, so it's cool. And then Jason come on and said, you do realise you don't have, you can just play 150cc and it unlocks like all the trophies on there for you. I was like, no. So thanks for that, Jace. But I still got extra coins for doing it anyway, so I wasn't too fussed about it. So there's some other things unlocked. But
get that gold gear.
What did you think of the new characters in the game so far? I mean, the five new characters.
I probably lean more towards the Splatoon kids. Yeah. I like them more.
I really like so their carts. Their carts are
They are really jazzy.
It's the fact that they spray out ink rather than fireballs when they use turbos and things. I think that's quite a nice little added feature to their carts.
One's the rocket from the paint tornado power that they get, I was like, oh, that's really cool.
And the other one's like a buggy like thing. What do you call it? Like a four-wheel vehicle thing. Anyway, I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, so you've gone through all those. You played a bit of the online and battle system as well, you said?
I did a teeny bit, yeah. Because I know how I get so bent up and ragey as soon as I get on. I'm like, God damn it.
You're a nightmare on online games, especially competitive ones. It's because you get really into it and then you start winning things and then I'm like, ah!
I don't know what it is. I just, like, I get so lost in it that you just forget that you're supposed to be having fun. I'm like, I gotta win. I'm like, no, hang on. I'm supposed to be having fun. It's a game. Oh dear.
Terrible.
But I still enjoyed it, though. I found it, like I said, a lot smoother. I think they've probably learned from the Wii U version.
Yeah, it's definitely improved massively. Just in terms of frame rate and things like that, you can definitely tell there's a little bit of a difference in the game. I think some of the levels just look sharper as well. I don't know if it's just me or just because I'm not... I play mainly just on the Switch itself rather than on TV. And my TV's not the best quality anyway. So I think playing on the Switch screen is actually probably better quality than my TV I've got. But It's been excellent. I think I've really enjoyed it because I travel to my girlfriend's quite a lot and I'm on quite a lot of trains and bus journeys and things like that. It's been great to actually just sit on there and just play Mario Kart, do a couple of laps and things like that while on the train. And I just think, why couldn't we do more of that like before? I mean, it's been brilliant.
It's been a long-awaited thing, I think. This whole integrated system of at home and on the go, which I think a lot of people have been really desperately wanting.
I mean,
because I went to Basingstoke for an event and I was on the way back and I was just like, do you know what? I'm going to play my Switch on the train. And like, I think I caught one guy watching me out the corner of his eye. It was quite funny.
I was going to give a shout out to Basingstoke myself because I went to the event after the event you went to.
All right.
We managed to play 8-player battle modes on the actual table there. And being in the same room as people while trying to battle it out is just brilliant. It's just so much fun. Especially when you're playing the mode with the shrine. Then you've got to chase the leader who's got the shine, and it's like everyone's cheering, like, yeah, I've got the shine. It's like, no, I haven't. I've lost it. Oh, my God. And it's constantly like that, and everyone's sort of back and forth, and it's just so funny. It's so funny to, like, watch and see and listen, and everything's going on, and it really does show it off a lot, what that game does, you know.
Especially in that kind of setup, like all round the table, and then people are like, oh God, like, quick, go to that screen, see who's got it, and like, oh, like watching for the action. It's like, I think it's a lot more, and with such a bigger screen, it just feels a bit more you're involved.
Yeah,
it's almost like, even if you're just watching.
If you've got your own screen there, you've got that personal experience as well, as like you're looking at your own screen the whole time. It's not like you're stuck on a split screen on a big TV, you've only got like a small box in the corner which you can barely see anyway. I think it's a lot better experience when you get it on the Switch itself. What I do recommend, though, if anyone who is running events, the Basingstoke group actually have a USB adapter. You plug it in, and you basically get 8 USB charge points on this USB.
Highly
recommend it for all your events. Please just go and buy one, because you're going to need it, you're going to use it, and you can have 8 people plugged into the same thing at once. They all had the charge stands as well, the plastic Hori charge stands. 8 of them on the table, all around the table, so everyone's all playing together, different modes. Oh, it's just brilliant, absolutely brilliant experience. And I hope there's a lot more couch co-op games coming from Nintendo like this. I mean, Arms is definitely going to be a big one for that. Splatoon as well, once that comes out and sort of shows off what it can do. I think both those games are going to be huge for that console.
Yeah, definitely. I agree on that. It'll make an extremely easy setup.
Have you got any other games you've been playing, or is that mainly it?
Well, I was going to say, what did you think of the new battle modes for Mario Kart?
Really good so far. I've pretty much like all the stages. They're all pretty really good.
I keep leaning towards the Splatoon one. I don't know why. It's just so colourful and fun. You just get lost in it so quickly.
I think just
with all the little ramps and jumps.
Because you're so used to seeing that map in Splatoon, I think everyone sort of just, you know where you're going before you've even loaded the map up, kind of thing, I suppose. But
some are quite fun, though. There's like a sweet one, like ice creams and cakes and stuff. There's the classic like SNES one with the little coloured borders in a square. I really like the, like, I think it's like a dynasty like temple sort of one. That's quite nice. Have you played that one?
Is that the one with like the dragon music? Yeah, I'm with you. It's really nice, actually. And the whole, you can go round the stairs and then into the big, like a big circle bowl in the middle. And then there's ways outside to hide away from it. So there's two different main areas of going where you have lots of battles going on. But you can keep changing between the two areas. And I think the thing with the battle modes, I think a lot of them are actually better with like the Bob-omb mode. I don't know if you've played much of that.
Like collecting so many number of bombs and stuff.
Yeah, so you can collect 10 at a time at a maximum. And what I've been doing when I've been on the tracks is collecting all the boxes. So I've got 10 in a row. And you go to the main areas where everyone's going to be, and you just go through, do a drift around the whole place, and just keep dropping bombs behind you the whole way, and do the same tactic every time. Go collect loads of boxes, drop 10 bombs. Because normally people just drive into them accidentally without even thinking about it. And it seems to work quite often. So there's that map, and there's the SNES map as well.
Yeah.
There's a jump pad on one side of the SNES map. So basically you go onto the jump pad and you fly in the air, get through the middle area, do the same thing there, just drop loads of bombs in the middle area from behind you or from above. So people just sort of they land on their heads. It's like, wow, it's really good. I really am enjoying the battle mode, and I keep going back to it. I've been playing with lots and lots of different Street Pass groups, but especially the Norwich group at the moment. I keep playing lots of games with Sai from Norwich.
Oh, nice.
He's been really nice about it and keeps inviting people to play loads of games. It's been a real good experience, actually, playing with loads of different people. When we're not playing them, we're playing the Mario Kart UK groups, we're playing the Street Pass UK groups, I'm playing with random people, and it's all really good experiences so far, I think. It's a great game. Everyone needs to pick up and play it. Just go get it.
Oh, yeah. Now. I definitely agree. I tell you what, though, bringing back all those old items, like the feather and the ghost...
I really like the ghost search, actually, because it stops people from holding onto items for too long, especially in the races. So
when
you've got people in front of you holding onto shells or holding onto the boom box, it takes it off of them. So like the last place will nick it off of them and things like that. I really like that. That's a really good added aspect of that mode.
It really makes you think on your toes, doesn't it?
Yeah. And it's like, oh, I've got this item, I'm protected. And then, oh, no, I haven't. All of a sudden, you know, it changes the whole game in seconds. So sometimes people will say it's a bit of a downer and don't like it. But I just think it makes you try and think, how are you going to complete the track before anyone else, that kind of thing. But yeah, super experience. I highly recommend it. And, you know, Baby Bowser's going to get you. That's who I've been driving as lots lately. So.
What else have you been playing, Sam?
I've bought two new games this week. I've bought the Minecraft Switch Edition, and I've bought Tetris Puyo. That's
nice. Tell me about Tetris. Tell me about Nintendo Minecraft, because I am quite an avid Minecraft fan.
Yeah,
but I'd like to see what it's like from the Switch's new Nintendo version.
Okay. It's very similar to the Wii U version. I only played a very small amount of the Wii U version. I never owned it. I played it on other people's consoles. It's basically that game ported over, but it just runs a little bit smoother, a little bit better in areas. It's got the Mario World map pack on it already, so you can jump onto that whenever you want. It's all free add-ons. They've also added loads of extra map packs to start out with. I think you get like 5 or 6 different ones you can use. But also got DLC included, where you can download more packs. And I think the latest one they just added was an Adventure Time map, which was really random.
Oh yes, I've heard about that. That sounded amazing, because I like Adventure Time. It's such a cool cartoon.
Because you get all sort of, you get the map, you get all the different weapons are restyled and things like that in the game, but you also get the characters as well.
So you do.
You get like Jake and Finn as characters, so, and things like that, and all the other pup. Is it
BMO, Princess Bubblegum, Ice King.
Yeah, you can literally use all of those characters in the game.
I thought that was a really good idea by them, especially with some of the areas that they could make in there. So that was a really smart move.
I think the best part of playing Minecraft so far is the fact that when it's in portable mode, you can literally just walk around wherever you want and just go and sit down and play Minecraft. I've been taking my Switch to work pretty much every day. I go to work. So on my lunch breaks, I'd play whatever I fancy. So I've started playing loads and loads of Zelda at work, but then you get into it and it's like, I don't want to put this down, but I've got to go back to work now. Minecraft's the same problem. Because you start building something or you start exploring something and it's like, oh no, I'm running out of time. I need to go back to work. Oh no, but I want to just build this. I want to just go and dig. I can't. I need to go and do some more work. So it's good. It's a good experience, but not. I wouldn't suggest going too deep into it when you're at work.
I'm probably going to look this up anyway, but... Have you played with anyone else on Minecraft?
Yes, you can join anyone's game in the lobby if you're friends with them. So if your friends are playing Minecraft at that particular time, you can literally just go and join their game straight away. If they've ticked the box to say joinable, online joinable, you can join anyone's game at any time. I know I've Well, I've got my own world, and Jason has got Minecraft as well. So he popped onto mine a few times, jumped on. I think there's another guy I think I added on me. The problem I've had with the Switch and the friends list is when I had Miitomo, I added everyone on there. No worries, just whoever adds me, I'll add you back. That's come back and bit me now because anyone on Miitomo can add you on the Switch as well as a friend.
Yeah.
So that means all the people that can see that I'm playing Minecraft on there can come and join my game at any point if I'm joinable on the map. So it's quite hard to restrict who can come to your game and who can't come to your game. It's just an open, everyone in your friends list can join or no one can join kind of thing. It's like that kind of thing. So I might need to have a bit of a friend cleanse, shall we say. But it's been a real good experience. And in fact, I can just jump on. I can. There's someone else who's got a game open straight away. I'll jump on their map. I'll go make something on their map quickly. And then I'll go and run away and pretend I wasn't ever there. So it's quite funny. But all of a sudden, there's this random building that keeps appearing on people's maps. And it says, Jackal's here. So... yeah, no Herobrine or anything like that, but it's pretty cool, it's pretty fun, and if you like Minecraft, you're probably gonna download it anyway. If you haven't, there's a lot of people who haven't actually played Minecraft before, and I've been speaking to, and a lot of them are actually considering getting the Switch version because it seems so easy, the fact you can just pick it up and play wherever kind of thing, and I think it does add that sort of thing that you can join locally and play locally up to 8 players. You can play online as well. I think it's limited to 8 as well, but I'm going to have to double check that one. But it's just playing together is the best way to play Minecraft, and I think it's, again, couch co-op is brilliant for this game, and so is online co-op. So the only issue so far is there is no voice connection or anything. You have to use a separate app to connect with your friends, like Skype or any other apps like that. So. Just to mention that, because I did forget to say, that will not be coming until Nintendo's online paid service comes in next year. So that's been delayed as well, the actual voice connection and app as well. So, yeah, Minecraft's really good. Highly recommend it. If anyone does want to come join, add me on my friends. I'll add it to the everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, and on the description. So we can, if you want to fancy joining either me or Sam, be up for me adding his friend code on there as well. We can sort some games out. So the other game I bought was Tetris Puyo. Really good. If you've played Tetris before, you'll know how to play it straight away, pretty much. It's not a lot to it in terms of Tetris. Puyo, I don't know if you've ever played any Puyo games before, Sam. It's quite a difficult one to...
Played something similar to it, but not Puyo Puyo itself.
Yeah. There's a lot of similar ones out there, because I had the Dr. Robotnik Mean Bean Machine on the Mega Drive, which is also a Puyo Puyo game.
I had Kirby's Ghost Trap, which
Kirby's
was similar
Ghost
to that.
Was the one I was just about to mention. It's literally the same game, just with a different cover on it. There's been lots of other Puyo games in the past. I think the Dreamcast had quite a few and things like that. But it's been for quite a while since any Puyo games have been made, and the same was for Tetris, really. So they basically moulded them together into one game. You can play Tetris on its own separately. You can play Puyo on its own separately, but there's also modes where it brings them both together. It can be confusing and frantic, so... I'll try and explain it best I can. One of the modes on there, you have a screen just for Tetris. You play Tetris like normal, try and get as many lines as you can off, and when you get a line cleared, it goes to your opponent's screen as garbage, and it drops on them, so they've got to try and get rid of that line as well. So after, I think the default is after like 30 seconds, your whole screen moves over into like a small box, and that small box moves into the big screen, and now you're playing Puyo Puyo. So Puyo Puyo is a slightly different game where it's sort of like a match four gems sort of game, but you've got to create combos to be able to get extra points, and whenever you get extra combos, that goes over to your opponent's screen. and dumps it on them at the same time. So it's quite frantic because you've got to change how you're playing at both aspects. So if you're playing Tetris, you know how to play it, fine, happy days, I'm right at the bottom, I'm beating my opponent easy, not a problem. But if it goes, it switches over to Puyo, oh my God, I don't know what I'm doing. What am I doing with Puyo? All of a sudden, your whole screen's getting filled up and you're near the top. And it's like, oh, sweet, it's just switched over again. And now you're back on Tetris. Mm. So it's a constant battle of getting the right combos, getting those lines cleared and sending it over to your opponent. But then your opponent does the same counter-attacks. And it's just really intense for a puzzle game. It's like...
I was going to say, it sounded very complicated and intense.
Yeah, it's really difficult to explain it, but it's a real fun experience. If you're into your puzzle games, you need to pick it up. It's a real good, amazing like multiplayer game.
I believe there's a demo for it, isn't there?
There is a demo on the eShop if you want to try it out. The demo is really good, so it does show off the game really well.
Excellent.
There is... another mode in the game which uses both Tetris and Puyos, but they're both in the same screen rather than having two separate screens. You play with Puyos and then you suddenly get Tetris blocks, and the Tetris blocks basically override the Puyos, so they fall to the bottom of the screen, and Puyos go on top of the Tetris blocks. So you can still make combos using the line clears and the Puyo combinations, though. And depending where you drop the Tetris blocks, depends how you make the combos that fight over to your opponent. Oh, my God, I'm running out of breath trying to explain this.
Oh, dear. Oh, it sounds so awesome, though. You've really got to be on the ball with your gameplay and stuff.
You've really got to be on it all the time and trying to do it. Me and my girlfriend Kat have been real intense playing it in the last weekend, in between our playing mini bits of ARMS. She's really good at it. She's literally she's the queen of Tetris, I swear. She just beats me on it all the time. She's still trying to learn Puyo Puyo, and I've played a lot of Puyo Puyo games in the past, so I've got a little bit of advantage there. But I think we had over the last couple of hours we were playing, we had about 10 games altogether, and I think she won like 7 of the 10 games. So I'm like,
oh my God.
So as soon as we did that, I was like, can we play Mario Kart now? So, because it's a game I could actually win at. So.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. There's extra things to unlock. You can unlock different skins for your Tetris blocks and for your Puyos. There's different. For the different characters to unlock in the game, there's not that many, but you can go through the whole adventure mode, which is about 100 levels, and they're all different scenarios of playing the game and different options. But if you play through the adventure mode, it does teach you the whole game and all the game modes really, really well in a sort of tutorial sort of way. Yeah, so if you're really unsure about how playing Puyo Puyo or Tetris, I'd suggest giving the adventure mode a go first. So it slowly puts you in it, and it gets harder as you go along. But it does explain each part really well, and it's got some really awful Japanese like characters in it, and some people like that kind of thing. So you know, the best part I've also enjoyed the online mode. You literally start up a game. You choose either Puyo or Tetris, and you face anyone in the world at random. And it's like a ranking system where if you win, you go up the ladder. If you lose, you go down the ladder. So depending on how you're doing, depends on who you fight in theory in a battle. So the better you get, the better opponents you fight. And some of the people I've been battling against, mainly from Japan. Crazy good at Puyo Puyo and Tetris. Seriously, I'm like, before I've even put a block down, they've cleared like 6-7 lines. I'm like, what is even going on here? You know,
I think it's quite a popular game over there, though.
Yeah, I think both games of Puyo Puyo and Tetris have still been really popular in Japan and East Asia in general. So it's interesting to see how it does over there. I'd like to see some numbers if I can find some, but yeah, I definitely recommend at least trying the demo. The demo is really good because you can play that multiplayer as well. So you, if you if you feel like you fancy going into a bit more, I would do suggest checking out the game. There's a lot of lots of extra different modes to play. There's about six or seven different ones you can play on multiplayer. There's a few more like challenge modes of things on single player. So all really good game altogether.
Sweet.
Yeah, and other than that, I think I've pretty much exhausted myself of all games that I've been playing.
For me, other than that, I can't remember if I mentioned Spectre Knight, did I?
I don't think so.
I can't remember if I mentioned it. Well, I'll mention it now. In case I have, and I haven't, or whatever, but I did play Spectre Knight, which is the Shovel Knight DLC.
Yeah.
Which can actually be a standalone as well, but I've played all of them because I love them so much. I played through that and I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's a great backstory, like a prequel to the main stories of Shovel Knight and Plague Knight, and it's brilliant. It really is brilliant. They've learned from the past too. It's fluent, it's fun, it really explains how like some of the characters came to be or why they're like they are. They've put a few little sort of side quest bits in there, which is all right. But mainly, I just found it really fun and quite quirky. Characters have loads of personality, as always. I think I found the final boss fight one of the hardest bits.
Really?
That and trying to get around, because, you know, like Shovel Knight has like all the different items and abilities as does Plague Knight. Spectre Knight is a little different. Like, there are a couple that help him be a little more mobile, but for him to move around, instead of like bouncing on something, he has to kind of like do like a slash attack almost.
Yeah, I did see something of that actually, and I watched a couple of playthroughs, and there's like a really weird sword slash you've got to do to move, kind of thing, rather than actual like doing jumping or bouncing on things.
He can do it to enemies, but he'll bounce off of them if they don't die. But if it's an obstacle, he'll just sort of slash through it and then up to the next bit. So it gives him some distance. But it depends on where you're actually positioned that affects how you sort of slash. So if you're underneath it, you slash up. If you're above it, you slash down, which is kind of weird because you have to kind of let yourself drop down to then do up again. But especially when it's above like a pit or something, you're a bit like, oh, it's a bit of a risk. Actually, that's the other bit. The other bit I found very frustrating, but challenging, don't get me wrong. There's a secret bit hidden in the castle, in the main sort of area, the safe area. I won't say where, because then that will ruin it for people who are trying to find stuff. But it's a bit where you have to climb the tower, but the tower scrolls up, so you have to keep up with not falling to the bottom. Otherwise,
I'm with you.
You sort of die. And like enemies spawn, like platforms will fall, like stuff will knock you back and you get stunned and it'll waste your time. And then you get distracted by the gems along the way. I died so many times on that. It was infuriating. I was just like, I'm going to do this. So I got to one point where I nearly to the top and then something knocked me back and I died because it was like all open area. And I was like, it was horrible but challenging. He's like, oh, you get a reward at the end. And I just like, actually, I'm not even going to say that part because again, it'll ruin it for people because you got to find out for yourself. It is a good game.
I keep sort of hovering over the whole pack of Shovel Knight on the eShop there. I'm like, every time, like, I've played the Shovel Knight one though, so do I really need to play the others or do I need to buy the others? But you're really convincing me to just go out and just go buy it. And I'm like, oh, I really should.
It's so good. It's literally, even if you did get the old ones just to play them again, they are brilliant and I enjoyed them. They're so much fun.
Are you doing any recordings for Shovel Knight or anything? Or still off at the moment?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, at the moment, I'm not going to be doing anything for a while for recordings, but we'll see in the future, maybe. I mean, like I said, I enjoyed it thoroughly. It was a great game. brilliant.
Right, well, I'll have to look into that and try and find that magic money tree, wherever it is. So,
I think money's the only problem. There's so much good stuff coming out. We're running out of money to be able to spend.
Even Street Fighter is tempting me, but it's a bit expensive at the moment still, I think, for what it is.
Yeah, that does look good.
It does look really good in HD, and I'm just tempted so much. Other than that, I think that's pretty much it for games I've played. I don't know if it's, is there everything you've covered now, Sam? Or
I've kind of exhausted it at the moment. Other than going back to Hyrule a couple of times to
find some
more secrets.
I've not played Zelda since getting Mario Kart. I don't think I've actually played Zelda at all. So
I just find it a nice little thing to go into and just just go and explore and find some more bits. And
I think I'm a bit more casual to it than...
Some people just go all out to find everything.
Well, I got pretty far, and I mean, I got through three of the Divine Beasts, but then I started doing loads of the mini missions and things, and then realised there was like hundreds of the things.
Mm.
And I just got a bit burnt out on it, I think, because I just went too far too quickly. I feel like
kind of glad I finished it, though. I feel quite pleased I got to go all the way to the end of the story.
I mean, I do need to do it. I do need to go back. I've learned so much I didn't want to know because people keep telling me, and it's like, oh, thanks for telling me, but I didn't really want to know that. And I keep seeing little pictures of things, and it's just so annoying because I do want to go back and play it, but there's just so many good games at the moment, and I keep playing so much online. Now that I think about it, I did just want to give a shout out to Sai again from Street Pass Norwich. He keeps running a Jackbox party pack free.
Yes, I remember you mentioning this.
And I try to share out the, because he keeps live streaming it to Facebook at the moment, so you can watch him play. I can't think of his, I think it's Regen Gaming is his shop he works for, or what he runs. Right. He keeps literally running them from his shop, playing on the Switch, and it is brilliant. With Jackbox Party Pack, you play on your mobile, so you log into jackbox.tv on your mobile, and you create yourself a user, and you get a login ID. So you go to, for instance, Sai's Facebook stream, and there'll be a login ID on one of the games before you start it. You put that ID onto your phone, and you can join his game via the live stream. Mm. So there's been like 10 to 20 people sort of joining each of these sessions and just having an absolute laugh and taking a mick out of Sai the whole time on these answers, because you literally answer questions on your phone. But you can create your own answers and draw your own things on there as well for some of the games.
Mm.
So, yeah, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Sai again and say, please check out Jackbox Party Pack 3 if you've never tried it out. I think all three of them are on other consoles, so I'm hoping that they bring out the other two to the Switch. But there's also a fourth one coming from what I've been reading, so that should be maybe on the Switch next year. So
nice. One other game I've just remembered I've been playing, and it's not on the Switch, is Magikarp Jump.
Oh, man, I totally forgot about that. I was literally going to mention that as the first game and then swerve everyone, but oh my god.
I've enjoyed it. It's really weird, but it's a nice little time saver one. I think there's not much to go into it, but it is good for what it is. It's just purely designed to be like, you raise a Magikarp, it's got to be the best Magikarp there ever was.
it's literally the worst game I think I've ever played, but I just can't stop playing it. I'm obsessed with it. You keep just tapping like fruit to feed your Magikarp or train it on like pushing like bricks and things and other Pokemon. I'm like, why are we doing this to make a Magikarp jump higher in a competition? What? So
that's all right. I won't say it's fantastic, but it is a nice little time sort of waster sort of game.
For a free download on your phone, it's quite funny, to be fair. It is quite a funny game.
Except when you put all that time in and your Magikarp gets swept up by a Pidgeotto or blown up by a Voltorb.
I was literally just going to say that. Like, there's events in the game where you've got the sides either left or right or yes or no and things like that. But depending on what you select, you can either you gain something for your like Magikarp's level, or you could just miserably die to a Pidgeotto which just flies over and takes you away, or you explode. But then when that happens, you have to start with a new Magikarp all over again.
Exactly.
And it's like so frustrating, especially when you're on like the higher leveled stuff and you have to get to something like level 40 with a Magikarp and to be able to even have one battle. It's like, oh my god, really? And then like you can guarantee you get to level 39 and you'll get blown up by that Voltorb or Pidgeotto or something else will come and kill you. But like for a quick free game, it's quite fun. But
yeah, definitely.
If you play it, you'll get addicted, and so just pre-warning. Nice shout out, though, Sam, for Magikarp. I like that. Cool.
shall we move on to the next section?
Yeah, okay, I think we better.
For the hate of Magikarp flows through you.
I hate him! So we're into the next section of the podcast. We've got some... we asked some questions. Well, I asked a question on Twitter and Facebook today. If anyone has anything they would like to ask us, or any questions they'd like to ask us. And we got a whole one reply, Sam. One reply. Do you know what... do you want to announce what the reply was?
Questions for the podcast. Which the newly released Uniqlo range of Nintendo tees do you like the most least? And how disappointed is Jack that there are no Star Fox tees in the adult size?
Yeah, so I think they're talking about the fine clothes at Uniqlo, the whole store of t-shirts that have been announced. There's quite a selection actually on here. I don't know if you've had much look at it, Sam, so far.
I've had a quick look. They're quite nice, actually.
There's some really cool t-shirts. I do particularly like the Splatoon ones. There's like a Splatoon squid with all sorts of different shoots of colour all around him, which is quite a nice little t-shirt. I believe this was all for a competition, and all these were contest winners. So you can actually buy the t-shirts, but as the question was referring to, they've only gone and put the bloody Star Fox shirts in kids only section, haven't they? I was like, what was the point of that? Seriously, I mean, look at it; it's so cool and everything. It's like this one shirt which has got like all four, it's got four lilac wings on there. And four characters talking to each other, all in like space kind of thing, and it looks amazing. But it's only in kid size, so I won't be buying it.
Oh, dude!
I'm so not happy about it. I'm really disappointed, especially when it was like one of the ones I actually picked out. I said, "Oh, that's a really cool T-shirt. I really want to go buy that." And then all of a sudden, no, we're only going to do that in kid size. So my main question to Uniqlo is, why? Not want my money? But just on observation, there's all sorts of different ones on here. There's loads of Mario ones, Zelda ones. For you Magikarp Jump ones, there's a brilliant one with him in a king card like shaped thing. There's a Pikachu one with him just his shadow in the background. I believe it's like an A to Z in. I think it's an Animal Crossing t-shirt, but it's all like an A to Z and question marks and things on there, but it's very odd. There's loads of Pikachu ones. There's two or three Pikachu ones here. Donkey Kong, the classic look of Donkey Kong on a ladder on the shirt, and Mr. Rossetti on a shirt that says, "Life cannot be reset." So, there we go. At least he told you there. Would you be picking up any of these shirts, Sam? Would you fancy any of them? Is anything that piques your interest?
Very, very tempted. They're all so nice.
I would probably
go for the Animal Crossing one.
Yeah, there are some really cool Animal Crossing ones, to be fair. I think all of these are competition winners, and they're all brilliant designs that they've done. The giant Mario on a red shirt is kind of cool, kind of weird.
Very iconic.
And there's also a giant star, like the original like Mario star on a shirt.
Yeah.
So I might have a look at that one. That's pretty cool. But they're all pretty decent priced as well. I mean, they're about £13, about £12.90 at the moment. So if you do fancy, check them out. Please go to Uniqlo's website and go and buy them straight away. Thank you for the question, though, I guess, if it was even much of a question. I think there's the most liked one is probably the Star or the Magikarp one for how popular Magikarp is at the moment. And then the worst one is obviously the Star Fox ones because wrong sizes.
I quite like the Splatoon one. I like the little pipe pocket one with Mario and Luigi poking out.
That's quite cute. other than that, I don't think we've got any replies. So thanks, Gary, anyway, for your question. Is there anything you would like to ask the audience, Sam? Maybe we can get them to answer the question next time. Anything you can think of?
Not particularly. I'm trying to think of any questions you on
the
we
spot.
Could ask.
I'm really sorry for putting you on the spot, but I just something I thought of on top of my head straight away. But
I'll be more prepared next time. Maybe.
I would like to know how many of you have picked up Tetris Puyo and Minecraft in the last week or so. Because I don't think, from what I heard about Minecraft, it has sold really well on Switch so far. There's been quite a lot of people that downloaded it. So if you have got it, I'd be interested to know, and maybe we can make a podcast server and get people on to make their own things, and we can show it off, maybe with a bit of help of Sam's fancy recording mabobs. Maybe we can show off some people's designs and things. So this is a cool idea, I thought, maybe, but maybe not, I don't know. But
yeah, see how it goes.
So yeah, please just let us know. Have you bought either of those games? And if you haven't bought any of those games or anything else that you fancy on the eShop that you've taken a look at but haven't bought yet, maybe there might be something there that could pique your interest. So cool. I know we were briefly going to talk about E3 coming up. Was there anything in terms of predictions you've got so far, Sam? Is there anything you would like to see at E3? I know it's very early days so far, and we're still just sort of building up to the excitement stage, but is there anything you would personally want from Nintendo?
I want to see more on the Mario game, personally.
Yes.
Mario Odyssey.
A big one for everyone to see a bit more Mario Odyssey at E3 and to see how well it's developed since the last trailer we saw. So Mario Odyssey is definitely a must see for all of us, I think. I'm trying to think if there's anything. I mean, Splatoon 2, they've shown off quite a lot in the recent weeks, especially the end of the last direct they had. They showed a bit of the four player what's the best way to call it? I can't remember what it's called. Basically,
the adventure mode.
Adventure mode where you've got constant waves of enemies come in and things like that. I think I'd like to see a bit more
salmon enemies.
Yeah, against the salmons and all that. I'd like to see a bit more information about that mode and see what else you can do in that. I think because it looks so different to the rest of the game, I'd like to see why it's developed that way and why it's looking that way. I think that'll be a real interesting point to that game, especially for online play. So a bit more information on that would be great.
Definitely.
Any other games you can think of that you'd out of the box? I know people were saying a lot about Pokemon Stars being possibly announced, or
maybe I think I want to know. I reckon they'll confirm, possibly, this is a prediction more than anything, I reckon they're going to confirm Smash for the Switch. I think that's going to be a definite.
It's been lying on the surface for a while. A lot of people were demanding Smash for Switch.
Why release Smash Amiibos when...
That is the main thing, isn't it? I mean, they've got so much of those just lying on the shelf now because you can't use them unless you've got your Wii U set up. Yeah, it would make sense. It would make perfect sense. I personally think they'll wait till next year with if there is any. There might be a small announcement of they are in development possibly. Mm. But I don't see Smash being involved much in this E3. Possibly next year, I reckon. Just for the pure fact that they've got so much focus on ARMS and Splatoon as the two big multiplayer games coming out. And then Mario Odyssey is likely to be the main big game seller at the end of the year. I'd like to see a bit more about the indie games that they've already showcased off and some actual release dates for those games in the gaps in between. And if there's anything else that the Nintendo are bringing to both the Switch and the 3DS. So please don't forget about the 3DS. Still a great console. Still some great games coming out the next year for the 3DS. So don't just chuck it in the bin because you've got a Switch. It's still a great console. What about this announcement? I did forget to say. What about this new 2DS XL? Have you seen much about that, Sam?
I did see it, though, to be honest, I kind of just brushed it off my radar because I really wasn't, like, all that interested since the Switch has come out. I've just kind of gone like, nah. Yeah.
It was a real nice design, to be fair.
Don't get me wrong. It's nice colours and design.
It's a beautiful looking
console.
I think
it's a bit too late.
I think for a low-cost console, which has got a massive library already set up for it, especially when you can download so many of those games straight away and play them now, I think it's a great value console to buy for people. If you're in the low cost bracket and can't afford the Switch, it's a great console.
True.
The problem
is,
a lot of the people that wanted to play the 3DS already now own a 3DS. I think it's there's 55 to 60 million consoles sold out there now, so you can't really flog it too much now. I think it's gone a little bit too far with it. I think this is probably the last mention of 2DS, 3DS you'll probably hear for the next year or so, other than a few straggling games to come out. I think you've got the Pikmin game to come, the 2D Pikmin game. There's another Layton game possibly coming. I think Lady Layton is coming to the mobile, but it's also coming to 3DS, which is a bit of an odd one. So I don't know why that all is, but
I think that makes sense in terms of just carrying on the franchise on the actual console it came out on.
Yeah, definitely. But there are a few other games. There's a few Kirby games still to come, I think, as well. So it's not completely dead yet. You know the console's on its way out when you see a Paper Mario game appear. So another Paper Mario game. So if you look at previous consoles now, the Wii U's died on a Paper Mario game. The 64 died on a Paper Mario game. We could be worried. We could be worried if another Paper Mario game comes out now.
Nah, but, I doubt that. It's not gonna happen.
I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest. But we'll see. But other than that, I think E3 predictions, I think we're going to probably have to wait till the next episode. So I know Matt will definitely want to have a bit of a talk about E3 and what he wants to see there.
Certainly will, won't he?
He gets all giddy like a little child, doesn't he? Like, Sorry, Matt. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much us all together then, mate. I think we're all pretty much there, aren't we? It's been quite nice to chat to you again. I haven't heard from you for a while, so I think we need to do these a bit more often and try to organise things a little bit better because I'm used to saying it. So in between having technical difficulties and timing difficulties and, of course, yourself being ill and myself being ill at the periods. It's been an absolute nightmare trying to schedule a podcast, hasn't it?
So, I know. Crazy, isn't it? It's
hopefully, from here on out, we should be somewhat more scheduled, I think. So hopefully
a little smoother,
Yeah. So, good. Got a lot of the games to enjoy, lots of games to look forward to. Hopefully lots more information coming from E3 in the next couple of weeks. Is there anything else we can mention? Probably not. So I'm going to start wrapping it up here.
Yeah, I think we move on to the last section, which is shout-outs.
Let's go to shout outs. So we're into the shout out section of the podcast. Do we have any shout outs, Sam?
I think we need to put in the little announcement that we put at the start, didn't we, about the changeover for our local Nintendo groups.
Yes. Oh, big one. I totally forgot about that. Good job you mentioned that. Yeah, there's been a lot of big changes within the Street Pass UK groups and communities. Lots of them have now decided to change their names. So
yes, it's kind of been a thing coming, especially with the Switch being announced and now being released. And where sadly the shift over to a sort of a different way of playing now, mainly that it is now that most of the Nintendo Street Pass groups are now changing to Nintendo Players, if I'm right in saying.
There's been a mixture of people deciding what they want to be called. I think with the Nintendo Players UK is the main Street Pass UK page has reformed into that. And it's from that people can decide what their mini groups are called. For instance, our Southampton one is Nintendo Players Southampton.
It is.
Lots of other groups have changed their name to just like Nintendo Basingstoke, for example, or Nintendo Reading. And I think the main reason for it is they didn't want to constantly catch up with the next console. So, for instance, if we change our name to Southampton Switch, we'd be fine until the Switch was
obsolete, and
then the next console comes out. Would we have to change our name again? So I think it was a good idea to use Nintendo in the name straight away and given permission by Nintendo to use the name as well, which was brilliant. The other thing that is good for that is the fact that anyone that searches for Nintendo on Facebook or Twitter or Google, you'll suddenly have a load of Nintendo groups that appear in your search engine or Facebook or whatever. So it should in theory be easier to find these local communities and local groups around you, because you literally just need to search for Nintendo groups or Nintendo areas or Nintendo communities. And that is a great idea, and I think that is probably the main point of changing into Nintendo groups altogether. So if you are interested in finding more information, please check out the Nintendo groups all around your own areas. Or just check out the Nintendo Players UK page to find out any other areas around you that could possibly have a group you don't know about. So, you know, join these groups, have some fun, play some Mario Kart, because Mario Kart's amazing, some Minecraft, some Puyo Puyo, Tetris, and loads of other games. And, you know, just have fun. Meet some new people. So people like the same sort of things as you do, and just have fun. All really good. So this rebranding, I think, is a really good idea. I think they've really moved into the right direction, and it does just help that group a little bit more, and people searching for it a bit more, maybe coming across it a little bit more when searching for Nintendo things. So, yeah, great things. And I'm sure we're going to be going to a few events ourselves in the next couple of months and weeks.
We probably will be.
I know we both went to the Basingstoke events recently. But shout out to Nintendo Basingstoke now. I also want to have a look for a few other groups. I think I'm going to be going to the Portsmouth group in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to try my best to set up a Southampton one. I'm useless at trying to find time and organising things, but I will do a Southampton one soon.
I went to a Reading one. Great to see the guys up there. Put on a great day, as always. It was brilliant.
The Reading group are really heavily interested in Monster Hunter. I don't know if there was much there when you were there, but
not that day. It was more Switch focused, but it was still really good fun.
Oh, mention of Monster Hunter. I totally forgot about that for the news section. There's a Monster Hunter game coming out for the Switch.
Double Cross
is coming to the Switch.
I know, I forgot.
Brilliant news, and the fact that it connects to the 3DS for multiplayer.
Yeah!
How cool is that?
It's so good!
So all those people that can only afford 2DSs can still play games with you on the Switch. Amazing.
I'm so happy.
Amazing. This is great.
cross-platform functionality.
Oh, man, it's just so cool. Honestly, I think, why couldn't more games do that? You know, that's the thing. It's like, oh.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
I think the only problem with Double Cross is that it's going to be like 3DS quality on the Switch. So they haven't had the time to update any graphics for it. But I think that because of that, they've still got that link with the 2DS and 3DS games, which is a great move. We'll have to test it out to see how it actually, when we get it, how it actually plays with the 3DS, with the 2DS, and compared to Switch on Switch. So that'd be interesting to find out. Hopefully online modes. I'd like to find a bit more information about online modes, especially playing on the Switch console. It'd be great, again, if we can have like 4-player matches. Be easy to record. Easier than having to record on a 3DS or a 2DS, because equipment is costly and things like that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to that. I think that's going to be a must-buy when it comes out. Did we get an idea of the release date on that, Sam? Do you have any ideas? I can't think of the top of my head.
Yet, no.
I think Japan got their release date, but I don't think the worldwide's been announced yet. I might be wrong about that. But
yeah, worldwide hasn't yet.
Okay. So, yeah, Monster Hunter. Look out for that. Monster Hunter. Oh, good. I'm so excited about that. Honestly, I got really into the last two games of Monster Hunter, so I'm really looking forward to the Switch version. Any more shout-outs before I go on to another massive rant about a game I've forgotten?
I've got no other ones.
Okay. As mentioned before, Regen Gaming and Sai at Nintendo Norwich. Yeah. Big shout-out to you, man. You've been really cool putting on gaming, multiplayer gaming for people. It's been real nice to just join random people and have good funny conversations about random things. Lots of people on Twitter have been following me and checking out videos and checking out the podcast recently. Thanks to everyone that has checked anything out. Really enjoying that. In terms of other shout outs personally, I'd like to give a shout out to all of the Southampton Game Fest teams, because I met a lot of new people there who like a lot of the things there, and we had a great experience running the 1-2 Switch and Mario Kart tournaments there.
Yes.
Brilliant experience. So big shout out to that community. Please check them out on Facebook and Twitter. Other than that, I think I'm sort of running out of ideas, so I think we need to start sort of wrapping it up from there, Sam. So, yes. Shall we say goodbye, and where can they find you on the Tinterwebs?
They can find me at SamSpade_UK on Twitter. You can also find some of my videos that I've done on YouTube. It's Sam Spade Gaming. As well as you'll find me at Street Pass Southampton. Not Street Pass, Nintendo Players Southampton.
See, you got it wrong. I knew someone would, and I'm surprised it wasn't me. So
I'm going to get used to that, but it will eventually sink in.
Yeah, Nintendo Players Southampton. So it is NPS, I think, which is nearly Ninja Six Party. Yeah. So, anyway.
It rolls off the tongue, though, so it's quite handy.
Yeah, yeah. If you're all done at your, so you can find me at Gorny7789 on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube, on MySpace, on other places on the internet. And you can also find the podcast on NPodcast System on Twitter, Nintendo Podcast System on Facebook, and also on YouTube. We're also on Podomatic on the interwebs if you want to listen to it in podcast form. You can download from the Apple iTunes or whatever it's called now, because they've had a change in name, and I know I'm going to get shouted at by the guys at DS London who keep moaning at me that it's now called Podcasts App or something like that. So I'll have to confirm what the actual name is, because they keep changing it every 5 seconds and no one knows what it is. But yeah, just look for the podcast and you will find it if you want to download it. The easiest way to download it is probably Podomatic for anyone else. Mm. You can download a Podomatic app and record and listen to it straight from the app. So, yeah, that's cool.
Nice.
Do you have anything else planned in the next couple of weeks, Sam? Is there anything else you want to shout out about that you're going to be doing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
In particular.
In particular, okay.
I've just been to Comic-Con, so I'm all...
Oh,
like,
yeah, how was Comic-Con? How was Comic-Con?
It was good. It was really good. There was, I tell you what, there was an amazing cosplay of Toon Link and Medley, and somebody had actually kitted out a... had made a shell and then put it onto a small car of the King of Red Lions, and it was
brilliant. I saw that. Yeah.
And they were driving it around, and it looked like they're sailing. It was brilliant. That was the best thing there for me. I was like, this is so cool.
How did they
fit
that through? That's what I was trying to wonder. Because it was so massive, wasn't it? It was like the whole thing was huge.
Oh, they got it through. They got it through easily. The doors were big enough, but it was just like, it was so brilliant. They stole the show, I think.
Cool. Nice one. Glad you enjoyed yourself, though. Hope you picked up loads of goodies. And
oh, I got loads that I wanted. You'll see my new Umbreon backpack I got.
Oh, my God. Jealous. Okay. On that that Umbreon backpack, we're going to leave it there. And you can see you all next time, the next episode, which will be soon-ish, I guess.
Yes, so, it should be soonish. But thank you very much for listening, guys. Really appreciate it. Any questions, please fire them at us on the Twitter. Every little question, we love it.
Twitter, Facebook, also Discord. Discord's got a special section for us. It's in the description. You can click it now. Go down there and click it. Join our Discord page, and you can send any questions on there, and we will answer them. Whatever, indeed. Anything out of the box, unless it's really rude. And then we probably won't
banters,
answer
them, so. If it's banters, or if it's a bit of saltiness, or if it's gonna like me, Matt and Jack all having a bit of a jab and a poke at each other, then definitely we'll answer those.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that wraps it up for episode 43. And from me and from Jack, and I'm sure if Matt were here, he'd say, happy gaming.
Happy gaming. Goddamn Uniqlo, no goddamn small shirts. Ah! guys. Hope you don't mind me interrupting the end of the podcast. I just wanted to do a quick add-on. It was the Pokemon Direct today. Yeah, so a few quick announcements. There was Pokken Deluxe announced for the Switch. Has extra characters, including Decidueye from Sun and Moon. We also got announcement of Gold and Silver coming to the 3DS in the same way that the Red, Blue and Yellow came to the 3DS as well. It's got links to Pokemon Bank, which is great. Didn't hear if there was any links to play to battling and trading, but I presume there will be, so we'll wait to hear some more information. And there's also going to be an updated version of Sun and Moon. Yeah, I don't quite understand if that's a full new full game, a part of a DLC pack, or something else. Again, limited information, but it's all pretty cool. So, yeah, if you've missed the Direct, check out Nintendo's YouTube page. It's on there right now. You can re-watch it, re-listen, whatever you want to do. Cool. Thanks for listening, and I will see you later on. Happy gaming! Wow. That was funny.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God. They're watching bloody Britain's Got Talent down there.
I stay away from all TV, to be honest.
I try my best to. They're watching Emmerdale earlier. I was like, oh, my God.
Ugh.
Awful.
Emmerdale.